Ready to talk about the Titans.
This is Pinnacle Titans Tonight, presented by Yeehaw Brewery, with all-pro linebacker Keith Bullitt and the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, live from Martin's Barbecue downtown. Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Welcome to Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullitt, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. We're live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th in downtown Nashville. Glad to have you with us. Excited to have the great one, Keith Bullock, here as usual. 53, good to see you tonight.
Good to see you and these great people as well.
Titans season ticket members here tonight. Thank you for being here. Titans staff members here tonight. People from all over the place here tonight at Martin's Barbecue. Amy Wells is here as usual.
I am. Hello.
A winning week.
I love it.
In the Titans part of the world as Tennessee knocked off Jacksonville 37-16. Quick ask of the Yeehaw Brewing choice tonight, Amy Wells.
I went for Oktoberfest 2 weeks in a row. I liked it so much I couldn't move away from it yet.
All right, so we're sticking with Oktoberfest at this point.
It tastes like fall.
So in October, are you still going to be drinking Oktoberfest, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But right now, it tastes like what I wish I was feeling outside, which is fall weather.
Well, you need a summer ale for this weather right
That's
now.
That's exactly right.
I'm faking it.
By the way, what was it that you tried the other night from
the
Yeehaw
other
Brewing?
Night, I tried the 80, and it was very, very good. It was like smooth, like an Annie Ann's pretzel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like
wow.
A dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really good.
Yeehaw Brewing products available here at Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue, and barbecue certainly available here at Martin's Barbecue.
There are French fries covered in brisket that I'm eating right now.
The turkey, the ribs.
Unbelievable.
The beef, the pork. The sandwiches, whatever
Taco,
you want. Tacos.
Wings.
We could go on and on. We're just glad to be here and excited to be with a special guest tonight. And we'll let this clip be his introduction. Mariota under center. Play fake. Looking. Going to screen it to Jonnu Smith, who's got room. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Titans. Ladies and gentlemen, from Ocala, Florida, his name is Jonnu Smith, and he's got his first career TD. Jonnu Smith, welcome to Titans Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight.
Oh, man, what's going on? That presentation was good, man.
Thank you. What you we work on. We practice.
I like that.
What did I tell you on Saturday in the hotel? I saw you walking down the hall going to a meeting Saturday night.
Oh, you told me I was going to get my first one.
And what I asked you what you were going to do when you
when
scored.
When I celebrated. Oh, man. Yeah, honestly.
What did you do?
I kind of went to a high. Like, I just, you know, it was kind of like in the days. It was something I always dreamed of since I was younger. So I just didn't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Did you know when you saw it was that open, did you think I'm going to
score?
Oh,
yeah, for sure, man. I seen all those blue jerseys in front of me. I knew it was it. It was over.
What did Delanie Walker say to you? What was his thought process about what you were able to do as you caught that ball and took it to the house?
You know, Delanie, you know, his standard is very high. So, you know, he was like, you better have scored, you know? You know, we hold ourselves to a high standard in that room. So, yeah, you know, he, you know, definitely was like, you know, you should have scored. If he wouldn't have scored, then he would have got on.
It's really a good day for the tight ends. Delanie, 4 catches, 61 yards. He rushed for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Philip Supernaw had a super block on Derrick Henry's touchdown run. So the tight end's probably feeling pretty satisfied when you met on Monday.
Oh, yeah. But we always, you know, we got such a high standard in that room that we always continue to, you know, push forward and, you know, strive for perfection. You know, we're never going to be perfect, but, you know, that's our goal. So, you know, we definitely came in there fired up that Monday watching that, you know, watching all those good things on film. But, you know, we got to continue to improve, and that's all we focus on.
We're pleased you're here, Jonnu Smith. Thank you for being with us.
And yes, sir.
We take your questions, hashtag Titans Tonight. Amy Wells will have those for us. But we're trying something new. Somebody asked me last week, why don't you take calls?
Oh, nice.
And I said,
are we taking calls?
We're taking calls.
Now,
surprise, Keith.
Now this means,
hey, Mike Keith never surprised.
Okay.
But he just did.
But the question is, will we get calls? So
please.
We throw out the number. At 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. We've actually been doing this show for 3 years. We've never taken calls. So tonight we start. So the first call will be the first call in the history of Titans Tonight. We hope you are that caller. Again, something a little different, adding it to our repertoire, 877-848-2671. or tweet us a question or comment to hashtag Titans Tonight. As we wait on our first call, as we get ready for our first question for Amy Wells, the floor is yours, Mr. Bullock. What would you like to ask the young fella?
Oh, no, I was, when he sat down, I kind of sized him up, and he caught me. He caught me. I saw him look at me. That's the Philly in him. I'm from New York.
Hey, and, right.
Now, that's just, you know, being a former linebacker, yeah. You made me think about the evolution of the tight end. Right. When I got in the league, we had Frank Wycheck, who used to, you know, break me off in practice with these slow, slow moves that were just so professional right, that it took right, me like right. 2 and 3 years to get it down. But when I got it down, you know, I was on point. We had Aaron Kenny, but then we had Bo Scaife. And my point being, now the tight ends like you, Delanie Walker, Gronk, Jimmy Graham, you guys can all move. You guys are all great in the pass game, and you know, your speed definitely impressed me. What'd you run in the 40 coming out?
At the combine, I ran a 4.62. That's what they clocked me at. I'm not going to be one of those guys that say, oh, I'm faster than that, but I know I'm faster than that.
You're faster than that.
Well, look, you showed the Jets on Sunday. Yeah. You had your first two catches. You know, coming out of FIU, third-round pick, you know, what was it like when you first got that call that you were going to be drafted to the Titans?
Oh, man, like, it was a blessing. You know, I'm a man of faith, and that whole time I just kept the faith. You know, everybody was, you know, getting phone calls, and then I was seeing all these guys get drafted, which was great. And, you know, I was waiting on my moment. You know, God came through for me like he always do. And, you know, my name got called, and it was just like one of the best moments of my life, the best moment of my life. You know
it was
I mean?
Late on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you think it was over and that you were going to have to wait till Saturday?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny because people had kind of like a get-together, gathering, family and friends, loved ones. So, you know, people started kind of leaving, you know, one by one. And, you know, they kind of even put me down a little bit, you know what I mean? But, they, you know, I can't really blame them because they don't really know how the process goes. But, you know, my name got called. And, you know, that just, you know, made everything better, of course. So, it was a great night.
So, being in the huddle on Sunday – and the play was called. What was going through your head?
Marcus told me, go get your first touchdown. Marcus told me, go get your first touchdown. And when he said that, you know, I got to go get my first touchdown. So
that's like one of those things, man. You get your opportunity. You can't miss the layup, you know, because you go out there and they throw it to you and you dropped it or, you know, there was an opening. You didn't hit your crease or you just did something. And it was there, and you didn't make the play as a rookie. Right. That allows coaches and teammates to lose confidence in you. So I'm very happy for you that you got out
and
answered when your number was called. That's you're on your way to being a professional.
Oh, yeah.
Jonnu, I just got a question on Twitter using hashtag Titans Tonight. And this starts with a question for you. Were you a competitive weightlifter in high school?
I was.
Seriously?
I was, yeah.
Okay, so then this question makes a lot of sense. How did that help you now that your football career has progressed?
Oh, it's a lot of carryover. You know, I didn't start competitive weightlifting until sophomore year in high school. So I was doing it, you know, early on. And just the explosive movements that you got to do, the power and the agility that it takes to compete, and that translates a lot to football. You know, it's helped me a lot, and I've never, you know, even though I didn't, you know, of course, compete in college, it allowed me to, you know, do things that a lot of people aren't able to do. You know, those movements take a lot of, you know, skill and, you know, explosion, and that's what I just continue to work on all throughout my high school and college career.
The three left set bench, clean, and squat?
Oh, yeah. No, well, we just did the clean and the bench.
Okay.
But this is like bodybuilder stuff, right?
Yeah, it was like the clean.
No, he's powering. He's powering. You're not posing.
Yeah, nah,
posing.
It's not like posing and getting oiled up like the bodybuilders do.
No.
Nah, but it's just you compete, you add up the points between the power clean and the bench press and you know, see who comes out on top.
I was a theater kid in high school, so I don't know these things.
I wasn't like no bodybuilder or nothing like that.
That was my question, Mike. I was wondering what events that took place in that, because I kind of along the lines like Amy. I'm like, hold on.
Those were the only two events. Just the power clean and jerk and the bench press. So those are the only two events that, in the state of Florida at least, you know, that's the two events that we competed in.
You know what you've done? You have gotten the phones ringing, Jonnu Smith.
I got the phones ringing.
You got the phones ringing.
Let's see what we got.
Let's take our first ever call on Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock. Let's go to Joe in Clarksville. Joe, you are up first, and we are so glad to have you with us. Can you hear us, Joe?
I sure can, guys.
Joe.
There you go.
What up, Joe?
Joe, what's going on with you, baby?
I have been waiting so long for this to happen, for me to be able to call in to the show. I've been wanting
you're
to
number
ask
one.
Every week.
One.
There
just
you go.
One, just one question. My question is for Keith Bullitt. And this is my question.
Yes, sir.
I was fortunate enough in about 2009 or 10 to see you guys play in San Francisco when I was stationed in the military. And I happened to get, at the end of the game, a pair of your red gloves. And my question is, can you get our defense get their red gloves? There's something special about them red gloves.
You know what? I think now the significance of the red gloves is no longer there. I think they're just in the equipment room, and if somebody wants to wear them, Joey hands them out. But originally, you know, my first year starting, Javon Curse had these pair of Reebok gloves. I was a Nike player, so I couldn't wear them. And I had Joey order some red gloves, and I was going to wear them that Monday night that we played New England. And I'm a believer in don't change anything if it's already working. I never wore red gloves before. I don't need to wear anything because we're on TV. I don't need to draw any extra attention to myself. Anyway, long story short, the next year I started to wear the red gloves, and then I think Pac-Man wore them, and then Lindell wore them, and then it just became one of those things that, you know, I used to tell my teammates, don't put those gloves on if you ain't going to make plays.
There you go.
And, you know, so that's why I say, I'm not there any longer, so they can do what they want with it, but that's where it all came from. And I thought it looked kind of fresh, you know, with our uniform. You gotta have a little bit of swag when you're out there. You know what I mean?
You know, the tight ends are pretty sharp in the uniforms.
I feel like, Oh, yeah, it's a competition. It's
really?
Definitely a competition. Well, no.
You play two games. I got to check you out on Sunday.
Seriously, though.
Who
looks better than Delanie Walker?
Delanie looked clean.
Yeah. Delanie always said he'd be the cleanest. Nah, but I give it to him, though. No, he put it together, though. The way it falls on him, he put it together.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of time to get it right. What you need to do is go online and look for some of his rookie pictures.
We roast him. Roast him because, you know, he like a dinosaur in the room. You know what I'm saying? He the old head in the room. You know what I'm saying? So, well, he got some funny pictures from back in the day.
All right. So, speaking of back in the day, how about a rookie moment for somebody else? Rhett Bryan, if you would, please. Emmitt Smith going in motion to the left. Quick throw. Intercepted. Keith Bullitt. Five. End zone. Touchdown. Titans. Pass intended for Emmitt Smith. How about that?
Emmitt 2-2.
Yes.
I remember that game.
Christmas night 2000.
The defense played great. And they played so great, I happened to get in at the end of the game. Actually, that was my package. That was an extra backer package.
You played back?
Yeah, that was my
package. Yep.
And, I practiced that play. That's the only play I practiced. And they ran it. Like I say, man, you got to make the play. You get the opportunity, you make the play. So I made the play.
By the way, I have been notified that Daquan Jones wore red gloves on Sunday in Jacksonville.
Nice.
The big man.
Okay, way to keep it going.
All right, we have more calls. I imagine we've got more questions at hashtag Titans tonight.
Tons?
Well, we got a pop in.
All right.
And we had a bachelorette party come in, too. We got to tell you guys about
really
that later.
Yeah, we did. There we go.
We'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, that's another part of the show. Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans tonight with Keith Bullock. Presented by Yeehaw Brewing. Live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. Jonnu Smith is our guest tonight. Back after this. Be sure to open your Titans banking account exclusively at Pinnacle and receive $200 in Titans gear and a signed football by DeMarco Murray. Go to TitansBanking.com for more details. Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing, live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. We're taking calls for the first time ever at 877-848-2671. And I just want to thank you so much for actually calling. That would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, thank you.
Jonnu Smith is here. Amy Wells is here. Keith Bullock, of course, is here because his name is part of the show. James in Franklin, you are the next caller. Thank you for joining us on Titans Radio. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. You played that clip of Keith's pick six back in 2000. I was actually at that game. It was a Monday night game, and on Christmas night, if I remember correctly, it was 31-0, the final. That was a great, great
interception. It's a last shutout for the Titans.
Yeah, it was Christmas night. I remember it was my first time playing a football game on Christmas night, and I remember my first time being alone on Christmas night because nobody, you know, my family, nobody came
down. There were 69,000 people there. You weren't alone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. And then after the game, we went out, we partied. But then when I went home, I was alone.
What did you want to ask, James? I'm sorry. I interrupted.
No worries. My question was for Jonnu, actually. If you couldn't play tight end in the NFL, what position would you play?
Safety, easily. If I could play any position, because I like playing offense with defensive mind, man. I just love defense. You know what I mean? I try to bring that mentality to offense.
Cam Chancellor? You would be Cam Chancellor size if you played safety.
I know. I would. But just watching, man, I just love, like, you know, the grit that defense plays with. So it would definitely be a safety. It would be that side of the ball. And like, I just feel like that position brings so much just tenacity. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got another question using hashtag Titans tonight. The phones haven't made us obsolete quite yet.
They won't.
What is Philip Supernaw actually like? That's what the people would like to know.
We call him Soup. No. Nobody really call him Philip or Phil. But, Soup is a real, how can I say this?
He's unique.
Unique.
Character.
Yeah, he's a unique character. He's a unique character. He will get you laughing. I'll say that he's a funny guy. You know, one of the guys that jokes about everything will bring a light to any situation. I don't care how serious it is. But just one of those guys, man, that, you know, if you think that, you know, the day is going bad, he always going to say something. It's just, you know, make you smile or make you laugh. You know what I mean? He's a good guy, though, man. But it's definitely a unique character.
I haven't played 11 years myself, being retired for, I believe, going on seven years. One of the things a lot of retired guys miss is the locker room. You just left college.
Oh, yeah, man.
You had a locker room in college, and you were the big dog, and now you were in a professional locker room. What are the differences that you've seen so far between the college locker room and the professional locker room?
Well, like you just said, in college, you know, you was the big dog. You know what I mean? But now, you know, right now, I'm working my way up that totem pole, and you know, just, you know, understanding who I am right now, being humble in every situation, you know what I mean? But the guys, man, it is different because in college, everybody was similar to age. But now these guys go home to their families, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is different. Definitely a lot of different personalities, you know, a lot of different, you know, characters on the team. But all those guys, man, you know, it's, you know, very fortunate for me, to be in it. Locker room like the one I have, you know what I mean? Because all the guys kind of, you know, rally around each other and, you know, bring each other along.
Let's go to Malika in Nashville. Malika, it is so good to hear from you tonight. You're joining us on Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock on Titans Radio. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Mr. Keith, Mr. Bullock. It's an honor to talk to you. I think you're an awesome linebacker. And Mr. Smith, I'm so glad the Titans picked you.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah, my two questions would be for Mr. Bullock. First of all, which linebacker reminds you of yourself? Like, which that's currently a Titan? When you watch that linebacker, which linebacker are you like, yeah, man, I played like this linebacker, man, yeah. And also about, I've also was wondering about, Mr. Hello?
You're there?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
sorry.
Rolling.
And Mr. Smith, I know this is a weird question, but I don't think it is. Which rookie really impresses you? It could be on offense, defense, and special teams. And I will hang up and listen. Go Titans. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Malika. Nice. The first question I have for you, Johnny, is that the first time you've ever been called Mr. Smith?
No, I've been called Mrs. Smith a couple of times.
You're an intimidating dude. I call you Mr. Smith, too.
There you go. All right, so give us the rookie that impresses you.
Honestly, I've seen every rookie that played on the field, you know, definitely spark the flesh of my, you know what I mean, from offense, defense, special teams, you know, guys are – making plays all over the place. You know what I mean? And these young guys that we got in, Taywan, Corey, you know, Adoree, Jayon, you know, so many guys, man, that we got just making plays all over the place, special teams, offense, defense. All of them, you know, just showing flashes of greatness. So I can't wait to see what we got down the road.
All right, 53. Who is the current Titans linebacker that reminds you most of yourself?
I'd have to go with, you know, well, first, I'd have to go with Wesley Woodyard because he's the senior spokesman. You know, he provides a lot of leadership out there. He does a lot of things. He does a lot of things I wasn't asked to do. And what I was going to start by saying was, also, what people, fans, have to realize is we played a totally different defense when I played on the Titans. So it's hard for, you know, me, and these guys don't do the same thing that I was asked to do, nor did I do the same things that they're asked to do. Like, I never blitzed. And, you know, Coach Ramil runs a blitzing scheme. You know, I'm mostly on a running back or covering a tight end or, you know, somewhere in coverage. That's why I had over 20 interceptions and not 20 sacks.
Yeah, almost 20 sacks, though.
Almost.
Like 18 and a half?
Now, I think I had 19, but, you know, you want to get that. Now, I could have been 18. I just want to get that. Too late now.
We can lace you up. You could get a couple more.
Yeah, yo, like, you know what?
The reunion game?
You can lace me up for 16 games. I wouldn't even come close to touching the quarterback right now. You kidding me?
I have a question for Jonnu from Twitter. What is the best advice that Delanie Walker has given you so far?
Oh, wow. It's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one. Let me think about this right now.
Well, what is something that you've learned from him so far in your young career, just being around him, about how to be a pro?
Right. Honestly, it's not so much X's and O's, but taking care of your body. Delanie's one of those guys that's in there early and leaving late because he always taking care of his body, no matter if it's steam room, cold tub, you know, getting treatment in the training room, just always taking care of his body. And I think that's honestly the key to his success because Delanie's, I think, I don't know how old he is, like 63. But,
wow.
Nah.
Did he just say that? Did we record that?
But Delanie's, like, I think he just turned 33.
He did.
And he moves like he's 23. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He still moves young. He's fast. He's agile. He's strong. You know what I mean? He shows no sign of old age. And I think the reason is because how he takes care of his body. And that's, you know, that's just something I always watch him do. And I just, you know, it impresses me.
It's pretty impressive that he would be as willing to help you as he is because he is 10 years older than you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he could just say, you know what, kid, I'm not, you do it on your own. You figure it out.
Exactly.
I mean, it's happened more than once.
And
yet he is, as I have watched him with you at different times on the practice
field. Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's always right in your ear or giving you advice if you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. And I've been blessed being in a locker room like that. Not just him, but all the guys. I've heard stories where, you know, the vets, and they look at rookies as kind of trying to come take their job,
sure.
trying to take
yeah.
food off their plate. So they don't help those guys. But that's not what the culture is like in our locker room at all from any of the players and from any of the older guys. So, you know, that's just the, you know, real fortunate situation to be in for us rookies.
When I was a rookie, I mean, I had some very good vets, but there are vets like that. When I was a rookie, one of the four-year vets in my linebacker group, I asked him a question about a defense, and he square looked at me and was like, they brought you here to take my job. I'm not helping you. And
wow.
Kept it pushing. And, you know, the next year, he's right. I took his job.
Exactly. My man.
You know what I'm saying?
My man.
We need a break. And then we're back with more. Before we go to break, I want to be sure to remind you to come by the Pinnacle Tighten Up Tailgate Party Sunday outside of Gate 8 on the south side of Nissan Stadium. Get ready for game day. Tons of free activities for the entire family, including T-Rack and the Titans cheerleaders on hand, free games and face painting, a live band and food trucks. Plus, join the 104.5 Broadcasting Live, or join 104.5 Broadcasting Live with Mark, Mickey, Kevin Dyson and Blaine Bishop, who's the 12th Titan this Sunday, by the way. That's the Pinnacle Titan Up Tailgate Party outside of Nissan Stadium before every Titans home game. Pinnacle Financial Partners, Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. We're live at Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue, downtown Nashville, where you can get the fine beers of Yeehaw Brewing Company out of Johnson City, Tennessee. Only 2 years old, already the third leading brewer in the state within 2 years.
Seriously?
It's that good.
It's really good.
It's
I believe
good.
It.
It is that good. Yeehaw Brewing Company, awfully proud that they are here in Nashville now. Haven't been here very long, but they are really, really making a name for themselves in a short period of time. Yeehaw Brewing Company, if you come to Martin's tonight here on 4th, you can try any. How many do they have here?
As of right now, I know for sure they have three.
Okay.
I recommend the Oktoberfest.
All right.
Do they do tours?
Do they do tours?
Do they, like, on their facility, do they do tours?
I don't know.
Let me double check.
Don't give up false information over the air.
I'm not going to give out false information.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
In Johnson City.
Yeah.
I know exactly where they are in Johnson City.
How far is Johnson City?
About 300 miles. 290.
That's a day trip. That's not bad. Go up. Go see the Yeehaw Brewery.
All right. We'll talk about this momentarily. Let's talk to Ross now. Ross, thanks for holding on. Jonnu Smith is our guest for one more segment on Titans Tonight. Welcome to Titans Radio, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the Thursday night format and Keith's insight. And since Keith brought up that he covered tight ends and Jonnu said that he would be a safety if he played another position, I'm curious which one Jonnu prefers to face and cover it. Does he lick his chops more at a linebacker or safety?
I can't hear you say it one more time.
Would you rather be covered by a safety or a linebacker?
Oh man, give me either one. I like my odds. Give me either one.
I like that.
That's a good answer. You were very good at covering tight ends. It was a strength. It was a big part of your game. Tell the young man a tip. Give the young man a tip right here that he should know about savvy linebackers and how they are trying to cover him differently than what he's ever seen in college before.
Well, first, I give you a background why I was able to cover a tight end so well. I was so good in coverage. I played safety at Syracuse for 2 years, and then I moved to linebacker. Okay. So, you know, when it was one-on-ones, I was covering wide receivers at one point in my career. So I had defensive back skills. What I would say, linebackers create space and run away from them.
Right.
Because, you know, most linebackers don't have technique. You go against a Shazier or a Quan Alexander out in Tampa, you don't play them. But those type guys, you know, from your film study, you'll see they're former DBs and can move. Safeties, be physical.
Yeah.
I would just be physical until you have to not be physical. I would, you know, have something else, another pitch to throw, but be physical because you're bigger than most of them, and they have that five-yard rule where they can contact you within 5 yards. Yeah. But I say bring the fight to them.
Right.
Contact them, get them off, and then use your speed to separate and get space.
I have a question for you that's a little bit of a hard left, so I need you to track with me a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Wells.
I'm here. No, we did a segment with you earlier in the season on TitansOnline.com. We did a little feature. And you mentioned that you are really into scary movies and creepy
things.
That's
my thing. That's my thing.
Have you or do you have the intention of going to see this It movie?
I already seen it.
Okay, give me your review then.
I guess my mind is just so – I've been watching scary movies since I was like 4 years old. So it'll take a lot. You know what I mean? It'll take a lot to scare me. But I feel like the movie was interesting. I feel like for a little kid it would be a really scary movie.
You were never scared of the dark growing up?
Nah. Well, I was just so infatuated with like scary movies when I was younger. So by the time I got to like, you know, mid 12 and, you know, where most kids are scared to watch movies like that, I was just chilling. You know what I mean?
So a killer clown doesn't do it for you?
Nah, not at all. You got to throw something at me, like something that I can't beat, like a ghost or like
something that can really happen.
Something that, you know what I mean? Like it's Paranormal Activity. Like those are the type of movies that kind of get me on my toes a little bit. You know what I mean?
That can really happen.
Yeah.
It might.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. See, that blows my mind.
Did you see it, Amy?
Heck no. That is not a play. I won't even be in the movie theater when there's a chance.
I was scared of the original. I never saw it just because I was.
You never seen the original?
Nah, when the original came out.
I didn't see the original. I wasn't even born yet.
Mike, you've seen the original.
I have not.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. You're smart, too.
Mike, do you like scary movies?
I do not.
See, I don't either.
They're not scary anymore. I don't
care. Yeah, they're not scary.
When I was little, I was scared.
See, yeah, they're not. Nah.
I caught about 5 minutes of The Exorcist when I was young.
See, that's what
I said, I'm out.
Hey, maybe that could happen. That's in the movies you're supposed to be scared of.
Yeah. No, I can't do scary movies.
About enough of that. Thank you.
All right. We're moving right along because I think I might get scared. Here's an interesting question from Twitter. Gina asked, what is the most addictive app on your phone right now? And I think that this should be an everyone question.
That is
me.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Let me see.
It's the Titans app.
Oh, good answer, Mike. Voice of the Titans, Mike Key.
Employee of the month. Thank you. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
You're going to get a bonus.
That's a tough one.
I think mine might be.
I like that you guys are really scrolling through.
Yeah, I don't know what I use a lot.
Honestly,
music.
Dark Sky is mine.
Oh, yeah. Is that the weather app?
It's the weather. I love it. Dark Sky.
Okay.
For me, it's my bank account app. I'm taking that thing.
Yeah. Rub that in, John.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
For me, it's my. Nah, seriously, I always got to cheat. I got to make sure everything is what, you know, everything is everything every time.
I check my Wells Fargo.
Yeah, it's probably my bank account app.
Actually, I say the app that I use the most is my WhatsApp app because I'm on a big group chat from some guys that I went to grad school with. Yeah. And we just talk.
And you?
Oh, gosh. Mine's Instagram for sure.
Okay.
I'm scrolling through. I don't post very often, but I know what everybody else
knows.
You're
a voyeur. Oh, one yeah. of those.
Those followers, man. I just want to make sure, man. I know.
Jesus, stalker.
I'm not.
We see you peeking, but you ain't speaking. You know they have these apps. We have these apps that they could tell. People could tell if you're creeping their page.
Well, then
watch
I'm
out for
busted.
Amy Wells.
Then I'm busted.
All right.
Just like
again,
to know.
Moving right along. Do you have another? You have a couple more. We've only got Jonu for a couple more minutes.
I got to throw the questions at me, man.
Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
Here's a football question. We can bring this back to reality. How much of an emphasis have you had to put on blocking in the pros as opposed to in college?
Oh, that's a good question.
Honestly, I laugh at it now. But I had to do a lot more blocking in college than people thought I did. I really did. I put my hand in the dirt a lot. And, it was something that I liked. You know, it was something that I knew it could help my team win. So anything that, was going to put my team in a situation to win and be in good situations, that's what I did. I haven't – a lot of people just, see me as a pass catcher coming out, but I don't get credited as much as, I don't get credited for the blocking that I did in college. But definitely had to put a lot more emphasis on it, no matter even if how much blocking I did in college, because this is the pros now. I got to be sound on my technique, my fundamentals, and watching film study and anything that I can do to, help improve that.
Yeah, that was something I was going to ask you about your blocking. We've seen you in the passing game, and one thing that rookies overlook is their blocking.
Right.
Only played two games. Has the physical aspect changed any since college? I mean, you just said that, right. You had to do more blocking, but the physicality at this level, and let's take into account your, powerlifting, weightlifting
right.
background,
right.
how that has helped you. So,
right.
You're superhuman. No, I'm just joking. Your superhuman strength versus the physicality
right.
of the NFL.
Right. Well, honestly, for me, guys are bigger, faster, stronger. This is the NFL. This is the pros. This is the fastest and biggest and strongest they'll get. But honestly, for me, my biggest adjustment is the mental aspect of it. Not necessarily the physical part. I'm not saying that, of course, it's faster, people are stronger. But for me, the biggest adjustment for me was the mental aspect. Being able to see things pre-snap, being able to, read defenses during the play, just being able to, adjust to, certain things that, pros do. And for me, that was just the biggest turnover that, I'm just, turning over right now.
Bob in Franklin has a question for Jonu Smith at 877-848-2671. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mike. Jonu, it's great to have a fellow O'Callan here in Middle Tennessee representing. Who's the best player in the history of the city of Ocala, in your opinion?
In my opinion?
Who's the best player from the city of Ocala,
Dante Culpepper. I'll probably have to go with Dante Culpepper. Yeah. I probably have to. Who do you think?
Well, you got to go back to the. I'm a little older than you, so I go back to those Brantley brothers. Scott Brantley played in the league for a number of years at linebacker.
Oh yeah, Boston. See, yeah, I was I was born probably, but yeah.
No, that's the
John, I think John Brantley coached at Trinity Catholic when you were in Ocala.
Yeah, no, I definitely know. Yeah, I definitely know who he is. But I wasn't even thought of at that time. So,
hey, man,
but to me, Dante Culpepper to me probably is the best player to come out of Ocala.
Good stuff, Bob. Thanks for the call. You've been a great guest tonight. You have brought the callers out. You've got the Twitter questions at hashtag Titans tonight.
Oh, man, that's good. You got to bring me back sometime.
Jayon Brown came out to see you on the show.
My boy Jayon came out.
He came out to have some barbecue.
Jayon in the back.
Jayon, who's ignoring us.
He's ignoring us.
He's going to have to be a guest on this show.
We'll shake him down.
You got to get him up here.
We welcome linebackers.
I just want to one more thing I wanted to tell you. You know, we're just talking about your blocking. You say nobody gives you credit yet. I mean, look, you're only a rookie. You only played 2 games, but To get your name on the board as far as that and to gain your respect, go out there and pancake you a linebacker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go out there and take you out of safety.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Put that on film.
Right.
You'll get
all the
respect you want.
Right.
Jonnu Smith, thank you so much for being with us on Titans tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Pinnacle Financial Partners, Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing. Live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. Obviously, Keith Bullock's here. Amy Wells is here. Want to introduce you to a new member of the Titans staff who has drawn mucho praise everywhere.
Truth.
The Titans' new digital media coordinator, Nate Bain. Welcome to Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock.
I'm excited to be here.
It's a different medium for you. You just talk into the microphone.
I'm not used to this. I have to use my hands.
Well, congratulations on all the early success. I know Titan fans are really enjoying what you're doing and what the Titans are doing with social media right now. And I just want to let people, and I know the people in Pulaski are awful proud of you. He is a Giles County native, and we're proud of them. We got a lot of friends down that way. And, we're just welcoming you back is what we're doing. So congratulations on being back. We're proud to have you, and thanks for all that you're doing. I know I speak on behalf of the fans. They're really having a good time. Keith Bullock knew who you were when we mentioned your name.
That's true.
Yeah, I went to the office, and he's there with Robbie and Dwight. So I was like, Robbie Bourne, I'm sorry.
And Dwight's fault.
Yeah.
PR team, yeah.
The PR team. I'm sorry I'm being so formal or informal on air. But, they introduced me to him. And, he actually responded to one of my tweets. And we had a discussion about that. And, you know, we pieced it out. And we're good.
No, it's good stuff. We have a fantastic fan base. They're excited. And I grew up, had a Keith Bullock jersey. I would go to all the games. Like, bring that kind of swag, the attitude back, even online just a little bit. And kind of get fans excited. And, I don't know, hopefully it translates to coming to a game. We just got fans in L.A. and Mexico, and they're all over the country. So it's kind of fun to bring everybody together. And if we win, and we just keep amping it up every week.
And what you said, bringing, you know, what you have noticed with teams' handles, they're starting to have personality. You know, it got to the point where last year, you know, it was a team was told to stop trolling another team. I thought it was pretty funny because I understand social media. And, you know, all it is just it's all in fun. And the fact that you bring that element to it and the fans enjoy it, I enjoy it. I like watching, you know, the Instagram stories and all those different things, Snapchat. So
wish we had it back in your day, man.
Yeah.
I get in trouble.
It would have been over. Yeah, we would have got it. We would have got fined. I'd have had to pay your fines.
Yes.
Well, good stuff.
No, for sure. I mean, even today we had some fun with the Dory Jackson. Had a great play. He leaped over some defenders. We did some Photoshop fun. Had our fans put Adoree in different, jumping over the stadium, jumping over the city.
The Reese's.
Yeah, the Reese's pieces. So we had a good time. The players had some fun with it in the locker room. So that's the kind of fun we can hopefully have this season.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Nate Bain, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to let you hand off to somebody else who used to work for the Rams, Dave McGinnis. Nate came back to us in this part of the country from the Rams. Coach Mack is here, and we're going to bring Dave McGinnis up. He certainly has a lot of experience with Seattle.
Yeah.
He has gone against them 10 times in the last 5 years.
Wow.
And Coach Mack from Titans Radio now is going to join us. Before he comes up, Keith, what impresses you about the Seattle Seahawks and What stands out to you as the challenge of the week for the Titans, either offensively or defensively, or both?
You know what, Mike? To be honest, you know, watching their first game and then watching this past game that they played against the 49ers, their defense impresses me the most. You know, they gave up some big runs to Carlos Hyde. He had over 100 yards, but they kept him in the game. You know, offensively, I feel like the Titans are going against a similar offense as last week, because they're going to run the ball and get the ball to the backs and the tight ends and, you know, the one wide receiver. But they have more of their work cut out with them. Of course, they have all-pro Russell Wilson. So if they get that pass rush, you know, geared up and contain Russell from not getting on the edge and not making plays and, you know, stay out of man-to-man defense, it'll be all right.
What do you think, Coach?
You know what, KB? Seriously. You know, and I was talking with Dick LeBeau today, and I've been, I've game-planned against this team. When we went to the Rams, we tried to build the Rams to beat this team, because that's a team you had to beat in the NFC West. So we've beaten them four out of the last six times we played them. But seriously, when you talk about putting somebody, it just reminds me of that time when I was here and I put you on Michael Vick. And Dick and I were talking about this today. You know, Russell Wilson reminds me, and, of course, Michael Vick was in a special category, But the next guy, the most elusive quarterback that I've had a game plan against in my 30-plus years, Michael Vick, number one, Randall Cunningham, number two, and then this guy. Because this guy, I promise you, he can make you miss a lot of ways, and he's gotten so much better. And he's really, Keith, he's really more dangerous when he escapes up inside, because he's got the whole field. And their receivers are taught. Now, you know how we used to run the plaster drill when we'd play to stay with, you know, until the whistle? And he's great at that. Really, seriously, they're going to run a lot of bootlegs with him. They'll get him on the edge. But if you can get him on the edge and cut him down to half a field and then have somebody with him, I mean, you're better off. And we built that team at the Rams to be able to compete and beat this team. This football team here is kind of built the same way. But Russell Wilson, I believe me, is a competitor to the max.
Is there a advantage that the Titans are facing a Seahawks defense that's kind of similar to the Jags?
No, it's very similar. It's right from the same tree, Amy. It really is, and that's a good call on your – I mean, it's exactly the same. The key is Seattle has about six guys that are 7- and 8-year players that have been in that system since they've been in the league, and that's huge. Because they, you know, as Keith will tell you, the more familiar you are, especially defensively, the faster you can play. Because really playing defense is about this. If you make a slow, correct decision in this league playing defense, you're wrong. You've got to make fast decisions. You've got to play with your cleats in the ground. And you can't sit and wait. And that's why their defense is so successful. They've got good players in a very simple scheme, really, that they know inside out, Amy.
Here's a question for both of you guys. The Titans have a 3:05 kick this coming Sunday. Usually we have had a lot of noon games. Does the different kickoff time interfere at all with your pre-game game day plan?
It could. Yeah, it would interfere with me for sure if I were still playing, just because we don't play 3 o'clock Sunday games here. It's pretty odd that we do that, and if we do, it's later in the season. But at the end of the day, you still have to go out and prepare to do your job, and my job wouldn't get done any differently. I actually think Seattle has more of a disadvantage traveling from west to, wherever we are, the south, and having to play in that heat. You know, it's cool out there right now. It's going to be 90 and humid on Sunday, so, you know, it's going to be tougher on them.
Yeah, to answer your question, Amy and Keith, right, a lot of it depends, and that's where it really is advantageous to have a veteran coaching staff, because, believe me, they've had this schedule from last year. I mean, they knew how they were going to do it. And the only thing that you don't want to ever do with professional athletes, don't surprise them with anything. They've had this schedule, so they know what's ahead of them, get ready. And as long as a professional athlete knows what the schedule is, they will adapt. They will make it work, because, you know, their business is adapting very fast, you know, on the field when things happen. But with a veteran coaching staff, they've had this schedule planned out way in advance, I promise you.
Amy Wells, Rams or Niners tonight?
I think I'm going to go Rams. I'm going Rams.
Coach Mac?
You know what? I really, seriously, even though they fired me, I mean, what the what? You know, that's just the business. I mean, they're still paying me, so I mean, you know, that's a check. No, that's a. I mean, that's good. But you want to know a real football analysis? They're better than the 49ers,
right?
And they really are. And that defense that we left them there, that Wade Phillips is running, that was a really good defense. And Sean McVay coming in, he's helped Jared Goff. They've got better personnel than the 49ers do, so the Rams should win this thing.
Keith Bullock?
Yeah, I watched the 49ers play last week. The Rams have more weapons, and offensively, like Max said, they're doing more with their second-year quarterback, Goff, going with the Rams.
All right. Thanks very much, Coach McGinnis. Thanks for stopping by. Can't wait to see you on Sunday.
It's my pleasure. This is a great thing, really. You guys got a great show here. This is a great venue, and the food's really good.
It is fantastic. Pinnacle Financial Partners, Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing, live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in Nashville, in downtown Nashville, every Thursday night. Our show is produced by Alan Kirby, Traffic Director Anna Jones, Sales Manager Hunter Rice, Titans Radio Executive Producer Rhett Bryan, Operations Manager Charlie Cook, General Manager Allison Warren. We're on the air at 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 Eastern on Sunday for the Titans and the Seahawks. See you there.
Pinnacle Titans Tonight, presented by Yeehaw Brewery. Pinnacle is the official bank of your Tennessee Titans. Visit TitansBanking.com to discover Pinnacle's winning plays. Member FDIC. Titans football happens again this weekend. Don't miss any of the action. This is Titans Radio.